Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Did you stay up and watch last night?
I did stay up and watch, and, you know.
Saquon's got to catch that ball, man.
You got to. I mean, we can say what we want about it, all these coaches and Sirianni and all, but Saquon even said it himself. If I catch that ball, game over. We win.
Do you think? So, I mean, here's the situation, right? If they run the ball there, if anybody didn't watch, the Eagles had a – what was the score at that point? I think it was 20. It was 21-19
because they ended up kicking the field goal to win it, right?
No, 21-15.
No, they had a score. Yeah,
they had a score.
Yeah, because they had to kick the extra point to win it. So the Eagles had a 21-15 lead, and they had
1 minute and something left on the clock.
Oh, it was third and three. All they have to do, there's a minute 46 left. The Falcons only had one timeout left. So if you run the ball, one, you could pick up the first down, right?
Yeah.
If you pick up the first down, then the game is 100% over. But if you run the ball anyway, you can then.
Did they have timeout?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Falcons.
But see the whole thing about it.
The Falcons had one left. If you run the ball there, the Falcons have to use their timeout. Then you kick the field goal. You make it 21-15.
We could second guess it all.
Or you could run the ball and get a first down.
I understand that. But what if they get tackled and they kick it in? Kirk goes down and scores anyway. He got to catch that damn ball. This is a point here where, yeah, the coach did something crazy, but the play was, it was there, it was working, it hit his hands. He got to catch the ball in that moment. Saquon got to catch that. He put it right on him. And you look at it, and like, what was he looking at? All he did, catch it and fall forward, you're good.
Right.
You know? And I think, yes, run the ball, it seems like, analytics will tell you, run there, you got more time off the clock. But hell, we saw somebody go down and score with 19 seconds with Pat Mahomes in.
Well, there's a couple things here. I routinely blast Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
He's not calling plays, one. It's Kellen Moore that called the play. Yeah. I imagine he heard that we're passing here, but the play was there.
Yeah,
right?
It was there.
The play was there. Saquon's
when you,
catch
when you
the
call
ball.
It and it and it's there and it seemed to be working and it hits both hands, and I don't think Saquon is saying, oh, it was my fault just to say it. He knows if I catch this ball and turn upfield, game is over.
I think lost in the controversy over Saquon dropped it. I think Sirianni's an easy target, right, in this situation.
Definitely.
He tried to win the game. They made a play to win the game. If he catches the ball, game over.
Yeah.
Now, you could argue if you run the ball, you might get it anyway, the way they were gouging the Falcons on the ground. But regardless, you know what could have made it a lot easier? Just stop Kirk.
Yeah.
I think the Falcons were actually out of timeouts.
See, they have to get some damn pass rush to start doing some things. We could blame Sirianni in one play, but that defense is not very good.
B, they get the ball first and 10 from their own 30
mm-hmm.
with a minute 39.
Okay.
They proceed to go six plays, 70 yards fast.
Yeah, in a minute and like 7 seconds, something like that. You should never let that happen that quick.
I mean, Kirk was okay in this game. Like, his final stat line is fine. Wasn't great. He finished the game 20 of 29 for 240, two touchdowns, right?
The good thing is no INTs.
But going into no INTs for sure. But going into that last drive, he was just kind of
he had 170,
fine.
Almost 160-something yards.
Sure, which is now the new norm in the NFL. But
yeah.
Listen to the last drive. It was just remarkable. I mean, Kirk was just so dialed in. So first and 10 from the 30, he connects with Kyle Pitts for 11 yards. Mm-hmm. Then they're going no huddle, takes a deep shot to Darnell Mooney for 21, then another deep shot to Mooney for 26. At this point, they almost have to like slow down. Like, I mean, they're just so they have moved the ball to the Eagles' 12-yard line in three plays.
We've talked about the Eagles' pass rush and their secondary, and it came back to bite them right there.
Totally. So then you get Kirk to Drake London, pushed out of bounds. Then you've got second and five. Kirk throws the first incompletion on this comeback drive. Then you get third and five from the 7. And Drake London put a move on, I think it was Darius Slay. I don't know if Slay thought he had outside help. I don't know what the hell Slay thought he had. But Slay broke inside. London broke to the pylon. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was an easy pitch and catch 6. Then, I mean, just to make this game that much wackier, London gets the personal foul call, which I don't know what the hell is taunting and what isn't. I didn't think that celebration, because he was mimicking a gun? I don't know. Maybe you're not allowed to pretend. I don't know what.
Well, they've been saying stuff about that, like weapon, when you act like you're shooting and things of that nature, you're not supposed to be able to
I guess.
That.
He was almost to the sideline, hey, though. Like
it's crazy, man.
Here's what I know. If that's for the kids, fewer kids would have seen it until they called the flag and then ESPN had to re-show it. Like, I didn't see it in real time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know, the league have to put on that show that we do everything for the kid. No, you do everything for the green.
So then it's a 15-yarder for the extra point, which they need to send it to win it. If at this point it's tied 21-21, and some of us holding a ticket on the under really wanted this game to end in regulation. And so my man Young Ho Koo has to kick the extra point as a 47-yarder.
Yeah.
He got it there. It wasn't pretty, but he got it there. And then the Eagles get the ball back with a legitimate – all they need is a field goal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're not in a terrible position. The Eagles still had two timeouts. So you're like, all right, maybe Hurts goes the other way. Connects with Goddard quick. It's first and 10 from their 43. They're almost to midfield. Realistically, you probably need another 20 yards there.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts gets pressured, throws a deep shot, easy interception for Jesse Bates. Falcons win. Eagles are 1-1. Your Washington Commanders tied for first place in the NFC East.
Yep, but I'm looking at that. I was just looking at the series as you were talking. It's like you were doing a play-by-play. They were running the plays right behind you.
It was
they play prevent, and whatever we say the prevent defense does for you, prevent you from losing. I mean, from winning. That was the first pass to Mooney. You had three people, I think four. But he was sitting in the middle of them, and they were all 5 to 7 yards away from him. How do you have that many people checking the guy and nobody is right up on him?
I think defensively, the Eagles in that game were – I think Philly has a real problem. And I'm not suggesting that Washington is rolling in it, but Philly doesn't get any pressure. I've
said that to you. When the old man Fletcher decided to leave, that caused some problems for him.
Now,
what Fletcher did up the middle for them for years, he just collapsed the interior of offensive line. They didn't have that last year.
The week before, Kirk did not look right because it was his first game back from that Achilles. He's only, say, 10 months removed from it. Now, granted, it's the Steelers, and the Steelers have an all-world defense. You got Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, Highsmith, all those guys, right? Now, the Steelers only got 2 sacks. But they got to Kirk. They hit him, 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actual hits. That doesn't count hurries, making him uncomfortable, all of that stuff. Last night, you watched that game. The Falcons, I think, realized they needed to get Kirk under center a little bit more, set up the play action. That's where he's most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
the Eagles just didn't get to Kirk. They had one sack that came via the middle, and they only hit Kirk twice. Kirk was pretty damn comfortable. And, Brian, you could tell me, Bryce Huff, which a lot of people were high on, coming from the Jets as, you know, this possible breakout candidate. He had been good on the Jets. The Eagles gave him a lot of money to come from the Jets, you know, travel down the turnpike to Philly. He has done squat douche so far.
Yeah.
Now, it's only two games, but here's where I would caution, like, the Bryce Huff excitement in free agency. The first 3 years of his career, in plenty of playing time, he had two sacks, three and a half sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, going into the last year of his deal, he had 10 sacks. Hmm. That's not to suggest he's doing anything wrong. Maybe his role changed. Who knows?
Yep.
But you get paid off of 1 year of production is always at least a little bit of keep your eye on that. I haven't looked at PFF numbers. I don't know if they're out yet. Maybe he is doing a great job setting the edge. But last night, watching that game live, the Eagles have no pressure.
Yeah.
And to have no pressure late and then to play so soft in that situation didn't seem like a Vic Fangio like defense, frankly.
That looked like that. Oh, we're going to just let them go. But if you're letting them catch, you don't really let them catch the ball way in front of you and you come up and make a tackle. Not a 24-yard and a 26-yard back-to-back. Somebody has to be close enough to that damn receiver where he can't just run around, sit down, and just hit me in the chest. Because there was nobody close. He was able to catch the ball, hit the ground, get up, and they finally came in touch.
Pretty good, entertaining game. We'll have our guy Barstool Nate on the program later. Nate had, I don't know how much cash he had on it, but he had a big bet on the Eagles' defense or special teams to score, and there looked like a pick six opportunity early on in that thing against Kirk that the DB didn't quite bring in. Tush Push still looks quite effective for the Eagles, but that line is nowhere near as good as they were with Kelce. And I even think Juergens is good.
Juergens is going to get there. I mean,
but he's not. Jason Kelce's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Jason Kelce had been. You saw Jason Kelce doing that in what, year 13, 14?
Right.
This kid, Juergens, he'll get there. He's not there right now, but he's damn good.
Now, we saw a lot of Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
And he was wearing like an Italian green jumpsuit.
Hey, man. The dude is funny. And he talks. He says stuff. They're going to get all they can out of him. And he should get all he can. Because normally that doesn't happen for offensive linemen.
I have said this for some time, and I feel like I might be on an island. And certainly Taylor Swift doesn't agree with me. I like Jason Kelce more than Travis Kelce. Also, and this is where the take perhaps gets hotter, I think you can make a real argument Jason Kelce was the better football player. I think Jason Kelce as a center has been better than what Travis has been as a tight end. And I'm not knocking what Travis has been as a tight end.
I think you do. That's a stretch right there, brother.
Bro, Travis Kelce gets to play with Patrick Mahomes. Jason Kelce was the center on a Super Bowl winning team with Nick Foles.
But you understand, still... It's not his fault that he's playing with Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not knocking.
And he's only been like the best tight end out there thing for a long time. And he got the richest woman out there. So, I mean, come on now.
I don't know. When Gronk was playing, I think Gronk was better than Kelce.
No.
And I think Gronk left early.
No.
You don't think Gronk was better?
I think Kelce's career has been better.
Maybe the extent of his career.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, the player debate is something. I don't necessarily, like, I have never listened to their podcast. It's not on my short list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people do, and that's great. Good for them. They're getting paid a truckload of money, and that's great. I kind of like Jason Kelce. I don't care one way or another, but it's time to say good morning to the aquarium, because my question is fairly simple. Landfill makes the sheet and writes things down, and he said, Kelce, annoying. Landfill, you think he's annoying?
Yeah, I think... I think that they really need to understand that sometimes less is more, and that maybe if you don't have the guy on the broadcast for like an entire 45 minutes, people could enjoy it better.
It was a while where he was in there with Joe and Troy, but I actually kind of enjoyed him being in the booth when they were running the tush push and stuff.
Too much Kelce. Dial it back.
I think it was a lot of Kelce because they were in Philly. And it was his first time back. I don't think we'll see that much normally. They're paying him a boatload, and they want to get...
They got to take advantage of it, and they got to get their money's worth.
Agreed.
Yeah, but it wasn't entertaining. Like, You I don't care like how much you're paying.
Last year you would have liked it when you were an Eagle fan. I don't think nothing's wrong with it. I mean,
you prefer Kelsey or Gronk?
Gronk to me says absolutely nothing.
I don't think Gronk gives you a heck of a lot.
Gronk is a meathead on a TV station.
I think I know what Lamb feels.
He's a wild man. I give him that. But he says nothing to entertain me or teach me anything about football.
I think I have a theory, and I could certainly be wrong. I think the ESPN Monday Night Football broadcasts with Joe and Troy, I think those two over the years have really found their groove, and I think it's a damn good broadcast. And I think adding another person into that in a tight game disrupted the flow a little. Is that where you're going, Landini?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
He doesn't like those two people neither.
No, I like Ryan and Joe.
I think Joe Buck used to be so sanctimonious and has just kind of eased into his career at this point and is just really good at calling a game.
Mm. I like him.
I do,
too. He calls multiple sports.
Yeah, for sure.
Much Kelsey, less Kelsey.
Okay.
It'll be less of him going forward.
Lamphill has two questions here that we're all going to answer. I'll start with Jeffrey. We did this last week with the Ravens. Jeff, did the Eagles choke last night?
Yes.
Yes. That was a choke.
That was a straight choke.
Yeah, yes. That one was a choke.
How could you drop that ball, man? I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but Saquon.
That wasn't no hard catch.
No, that wasn't
a hard pass to catch.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not easy because usually, you know, guys like us that never played in the league, they usually say the fat guys that never played professionally always got to say.
Well, I'm going to say it for you. That was an easy catch.
Yeah, dog. You should have ended the game.
And that's why he said, you know, I can't miss that. I don't know how his hands were or whatever. It just looked funny, and it went right off his hands. I don't know. But you make sure you get the palms on that thing and fall forward.
You got to certainly. You know, in that situation where Saquon drops that.
I still hit 22 carry for 95 yards, still having Joe Shane in the hot seat.
Well, I was going to say, outside of Dave Pollock and the Falcons fans, the hundreds of Falcons fans, maybe brave enough to be at that game, but just people that are Atlanta fans watching, they were fired up when Saquon dropped that. Joe Shane was fired up when Saquon dropped
it. Hell yeah.
Because this thing is, I think it's become quite personal. The Giants are the only NFC East team at 0-2 now. I don't know what the Eagles are, dude. I thought Hurts was really good last night.
He had 80-something yards rushing?
I think Saquon's really good last night until the drop. I think if they have A.J. Brown, that's a different game.
If A.J. Brown, I think they win going away.
I don't know what they've got defensively, man.
Defensively, they have a lot. They have a problem. They got to get better at defense. But let's go back to the offense. Who was the little kid? Covey?
Britton Covey.
They went to him more than they went to anybody.
They went to – I texted you and another friend of ours. I was a little surprised by the run Britton Covey was getting last night. This is a undrafted kid, I believe, out of Utah. Mm. Has bounced around. He's been in Philly a couple seasons. Last year had 29 catches for 417 yards. You want to guess the size of this young man?
He looked like he's about 5'8", probably 175, 180 pounds.
It's pretty damn good if you didn't look that up.
I didn't. I just called it.
He's listed at 5'8", 173.
He looks small, dude.
Not a big fella.
He looks small.
Britton Covey last night. Now, granted, A.J. Brown is out. Britton Covey last night got 6 targets. Not a lot of depth on these targets. 6 catches for 23 yards. Caught everything thrown his way, though. And I couldn't help but notice they looked to Covey significantly more than Dotson, who they just traded for. And we can have that conversation on its own. I kind of think that's annoying. I kind of think, Lamphill, all the people that called in freaking out that they didn't get value for Jahan Dotson, phone line's open. 800-636-1067. We're just getting warmed up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
People actually called.
Yeah. You told them to call, they call.
We're just doing a bit. If anybody's calling in to tell me they didn't get value, the floor is yours, but it's my understanding folks feel a lot better about this trade now. What up, Devon?
Good morning, brothers.
What's up,
So not only did I put Jahan on my parlay last night, and he calls me because his over and under was 2.5. So before the game, I got four Philly fans, right? They said, hey, I think this is going to be a Jahan game. Something. I just got a feeling. All of them said it. So that's what convinced me, like, okay, maybe they got their insider because all they do is listen to Philly radio. So I said, you know what? I picked Atlanta plus the 7.5. I picked Algier to get over 25 yards rushing. And I had Jahan. Just give me three catches, right? As I'm watching the game, every play that I see him, my boy texts me like, bro, y'all won this trade, bro. He don't even run routes like he wants the ball. He don't even run routes. That's the reason why that rookie was getting more burned, because the first pass that Jalen threw to that rookie, that was like his third read. But he blessed him like, oh, okay, you're running the route. Let me call this screen a screenplay for you. That's how you get the quarterback comfortable with you. Jahan was running routes. Like, my boy texted me like, oh yeah, this is why y'all trading him. Like, he don't run like, he runs like he's out there, like they told him, you're a decoy, just be a decoy. Like, that's how he's playing. He's barely blocking. He's half blocking when he's out there. I'm literally watching him like, oh, wow, and he was a first rounder. Like, this should have been your game to get up when you know that the number one receiver is gone and you was third on the depth chart. That rookie is about to take your spot. Man, we won that trade. Thank you, Philly. About time.
Thank you, Devon.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Devon's a little pissed off because he lost his parlay.
Here's a secret for you, Devon. Stop doing parlays. It's hard to hit one bet, let alone three of them. There's a reason they market that stuff. All right. Jay is in D.C. I don't want to have a full day of piling on Jahan. Last call here. Jay, what up?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep.
Hey, man, I'm a Jahan fan, man. I like the guy, man.
Me too.
Off of what he did his rookie year, man, you got to give a guy 3 or 4 years, man. You know, he did well his rookie year. He's been back and forth through this 3 or 4 different coordinators and everything. And it takes timing. Look at the timing between Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels. They don't got the timing down, man. He just been up there for 2 weeks, man. Get a kid a break.
I hope you're right. A lot of receivers hit the ground running.
Yeah, but Terry came in and hit the ground running his first year. And the thing about it is, I understand what he's saying. You give him 4 or 5 years, but you don't get that second contract when you don't show up for 4 or 5 years.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Noah Brown has been better here than Jahan Dotson has been in Philly, and Noah Brown's been here less time.
Noah Brown was signed after Labor
Day. Listen, man, I understand. You'll be a fan of people, but I'm going to say one thing. Body language says a lot to people. And if Philly fans are looking and they're seeing that when a ball's not coming to me, I'm not running, that's what some other people saw here too. That has to change. You have to be full go no matter if the ball coming to you or not. And then you'll realize that the ball will come to you a lot more. So you can like a guy, but you also can't leave him out of some of the blame of why he's not here still.
Yeah. I think here's what I want to talk about. Who knows how frequently we'll get to say this, so we're going to say it right now. First place in the NFC East, the Washington Commanders.
Yes. Hey, man. Second week, but still, got to say it while it's there.
Now, this time last year, they were also in first place.
Hey, hell yeah. We're not worried about last year, Jimmy. We're talking about this year now.
Now, they just beat the Giants. Who knows what happens if the Giants have a kicker? Brian, maybe everybody else realizes this. I heard this morning, and maybe just in the rush of game day and everything that happens, I had forgotten it. But you know how the New York media is giving Daboll all the hell about not having an extra kicker because Gano came in with the groin injury.
Yes, yes.
Now they claim he hurt his hamstring on the kickoff. Heard lots of things surrounding that.
Yeah.
And I think it's, if they feel like their guy can go, I understand not wasting a roster spot on an extra kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Except they had an open roster spot.
Is that Dable's fault, or should Shane have done that?
B, they only had 52 on the roster.
Okay. But I'm still saying, isn't that a GM move?
Typically, game day rosters the head coach. Whoever it is, no wonder they're furious about
it. Do they have an extra kicker on their practice squad?
I get one.
I'm just saying.
If your kicker has an injury.
If your kicker has an injury, that's when, like right now, every time something goes down, people say what Dan Quinn should do. I'm not worried about Dan doing. Dan's job is to coach the people that are there. Adam goes and get the people. Joe Shane should have had somebody there for him.
I'm going to pull it up. I mean, who knew we were going to do a deep dive into the Giants roster? But I believe the way I heard it, they do have, if your kicker has an injury, You should have an extra kicker.
See, it kind of reminds me of when we had Chris Samuels with the neck thing and they didn't have a left tackle on the roster.
All right. Giants practice squad. I mean, who would have thought we'd be here? Yeah, so they put this dude, Gunnar Olszewski, I hope I'm saying that right, Gunnar, on IR last week. So they had an extra roster spot. Oh, man. This might damn near be unforgivable then.
They have a kicker?
Jude McTamini.
So if Jude was there, then they should have. He should have been in the game.
How do you not elevate him Saturday night?
Hey,
that's a tremendous error. No wonder they were all freaking out about that.
Yeah.
Also, guess what number my guy Jude McTamini, the practice squad kicker for the Giants is wearing?
What?
99.
You care?
You want a clear sign that you're not going to be around long? If you're the kicker and they give you jersey number 99, that is a rent don't buy situation, young man.
They get those type of numbers in college, though.
He went to Rutgers, so
they get
maybe
those type of numbers in college.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think if you had to predict today, the Eagles just choked away a win last night. I can only imagine. It was WIP in Philly.
Oh, they're letting them have it.
I can only imagine what those callers are
they
up
are
to.
Letting them have it. I got to call Ike in a break and find out how's
going. Search of like Eagles Twitter. Let me know how they're doing this morning. Cowboys just got smizzoked at home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Cowboys got their ass kicked.
They have
by
Louisiana partying more than they normally do right now.
I'm not telling anybody that Washington is world beater or anything. Mm-hmm. I think there could be a real eye-opener coming Monday for the secondary. But today, as things stand, your Washington Commanders are in first place. I have no idea. I guess because they have the division win, they have the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think, just a random guess at 10:37 on a Tuesday in September, how you think the NFC shakes out? We've seen them all for two games.
Hey, man, let's be real. Right now, Dallas still is the better team. They got whipped by the Saints. And as I look at it now, I'm going Dallas, Eagles, Commanders, Giants. And that may complete, it could change. Injuries could pop up, or the Eagles can keep going down the track. But I believe that if Washington take care of the things when they need to take care of it, they could be right there in the thick of things, be right at second. And if they're first, I would be happy as hell, but I'm not expecting that.
The way I look at it right now, I think Dallas has fewer holes than Philly does. I think Dallas is going to generate a pass rush.
Yeah.
And I don't know where.
It was hard for me to say Dallas first.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I think Philly offensively has more weapons, especially with A.J. Brown back. When A.J. Brown is back and you've got Goddard and Devontae and Saquon, I mean, and Hurts looked pretty. One thing that was interesting with Jason Kelce in the booth last night is they kept talking to him. They kept trying to get him to admit the truth, and he wouldn't do it. They're like, man, you know, all of a sudden Jalen Hurts looks like he did 2 years ago. Was he hurt? And he kept being like,
He was hurt last year.
Clearly.
I mean, when we sat there and we were talking to Ike and Hewitt in the press box, the way that they talked about it, we knew he was hurt. They all thought he was hurt.
All right. I want to get off the Eagles. I want to get off Mama's because I just got off yours. I want to get off the Eagles. I want to get back to talking Commanders. Unless Jeff has some really funny Eagles tweets. I am here for Eagles fan misery, Jeff, if you can deliver that. There's this dude, I reference him a lot. Ben Baldwin is a heavy analytics guy. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a few years since I've wanted to discuss Commanders offensive analytics.
Mm-hmm.
But for all the hand-wringing by the analytics community about Cliff Kingsbury and about Jaden Daniels, you know whose offense analytically is looking pretty damn good? Your Washington Commanders. We're taking
That's
a look.
Right. We can't always just buy what we see when people try to throw numbers at you all the time.
If you watch, they move the ball really well.
Yeah.
That should be all the analytics you need. Yeah. Sure, you got it. You got to punch it in, man. I'm not giving excuses.
Oh, totally.
But when Jaden is on the field with this offense, more often than not, it finishes with a scoring opportunity. I'll show you the numbers when we come back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Breaking news on The Fan. My wife buys expensive, healthy snacks for our kids, and then the kids don't like them. So then she tells me to take them to work and see if anybody will eat them.
Hold on now, Lauren. Don't be sending us no secondhand stuff.
Well, it's not secondhand. It's not like it's used.
But still, like, the kids don't like it. Because it's all natural.
Right.
Kids don't like all natural stuff.
You know what kids like? Fruit roll-ups.
They like fruit roll-up with extra sugar.
You know what this is? If you're watching on the stream,
it's a fruit roll-up without sugar.
Fruit bar. All right. I got apple mango. Jeff, what'd you get?
I have cherry and apple.
All right, give it a bite.
He's going to be in the bathroom.
There's an apple blueberry one I've had, which is pretty good, but I haven't had these.
Jeff will be in the bathroom.
It's just apples and cherries. It shouldn't get
that. That
sends
you to the bathroom.
All right, Jeff.
Apple and cherry get you clean.
It's not bad at all. It tastes like
Why you got that look on your face if it's not bad? You look like you're smelling a fart. You just walked in the bathroom over there.
No, I'm trying to decide what it, because it tastes like something. No, right. You know what? It tastes like dried fruit. Like the
That's what it is. I know, it's a fruit bar. That's what it is.
Of course, but you act like he's a poet over here with this profound assessment. All right, so that's one vote of fine. Which one did you have? The cherries?
The cherry and apple.
All right, what'd you get, Landfill? The figs?
No, I got the apple and cherry too. It tastes like apples.
Okay. Heavy metal, Chris?
I got the figs. Tastes like a Fig Newton.
Yeah, I got some Pure Leaf, no sugar tea.
I offered you one of these. You didn't want one.
Because, right. JP, I've tasted all that stuff before.
I got that's apple horrible
when
and you, mango.
When it comes down to it, that is not a good snack. It does not taste right. The texture throws you off.
It's very chewy.
Yeah, the texture throws you off completely. I've never had cherries or apples or figs that has chewy like that.
It's not bad.
It's like chewing on some rubber that has some flavor into
it. We got like a case of them at the house. Maybe I'll bring more in. Because not only do we buy expensive snacks that the kids won't eat.
JP bought snacks. I bought jambalaya. Boy, I tell you.
Hold on. Where's the jambalaya?
Jeff been hiding. Talking about it's one. I bought two bowls. He says one bowl in there.
Bro, he told me it was two bowls in there. It's one bowl in
there. Nobody offered me any jambalaya. I offered everybody terrible. I'm going to warm it up for the squad.
It's two bowls that I bought. Two bowls like this. And Jeff went in there. I don't know what happened.
I think B. Mitch, his age is starting to catch up with his memory. But,
Hey, man. I know.
Landfill, have you been offered any jambalaya? Because I certainly
have not. I went there and offered it to him. Jeff never offered nobody.
It wasn't mine to offer.
I told you I had jambalaya for y'all, not you.
Y'all is Jeff and Jeffrey. That's two different people. So.
Oh, you say your name, not Jeffrey.
It's kind of interesting that you had this whole fight with Chris Russell about whose food is whose, and now you're not sharing with the boys.
Didn't I say it wasn't mine to offer?
I told you it's for y'all.
But that's not news I'm supposed to break. You supposed to break. Yo, I got some jambalaya for y'all.
Landfill, anyway, I told y'all.
I did say I would go warm it up for us in a break.
All right.
I got us. All right. In this wet, dry fruit.
Here's what we the dried fruit bars. Much of the conversation, I think even after week one, people were kind of really unhappy with Cliff Kingsbury. There is a lot of horizontal routes in this offense. But yeah. I think we saw Sunday against the Giants, at least, that as you continue to work through the game plan, a lot of this sets up some misdirection that worked really well. Two Eckler screens stand out particularly.
When I watch the NFL, I know people love to see the vertical route. You know what gives everybody problems? Crossing routes. Kansas City runs the hell out of crossing routes. And because you have all that traffic, and if a cornerback has to go underneath a bow over the top, that gives a guy space. So I have no issue with them running those routes like that.
But they're not even getting the crossing routes. They're getting it's like a ton of at the line of scrimmage stuff.
Yeah, that's for now.
A ton of screens.
You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get it set up. Like just like week four, I keep saying this. Week four, those defenses are going to change something. And I'm thinking it's going to change here too. Because what's going to happen now, they love to throw it at the line of scrimmage. Creep up, right. Boom, go over the top.
I agree. I mean, hell, through two games, by far the most dangerous route we've seen is Malik Nabers on that crosser.
I'll tell you a route I just saw I've seen it for the last two games. When they run that little bubble screen, that guy going to block, the defensive back's been running right past him. Why not tell him, go to block, slip him, fake over the top? It's there. It's been there all the time.
Well, so this dude, Computer Cowboy on Twitter, Ben Baldwin, used to be a Pro Football Focus, is like a heavy analytical dude. Mm-hmm. And the analytical community will suggest you don't run on first down. You don't run in second and long situations. Like you use the pass to set up the run. It's kind of a shift.
Of what football used to be?
Yeah. And I think there's some real value to it. It's funny because everybody attributes it to Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. Meanwhile, all those dudes want to do is run the ball constantly. And
but if you have a good offensive line, a good running back, and you can get 4, 5 yards, 6 yards on the first down, why pass?
But I think we've entered an era where there's no wrong answer as long as it's functional. Yeah. As long as it's efficient, that's cool. And if you look at where Washington is starting to rank, and it's two games in, and you don't want to read too much into two games, but if you just watch the games and you don't you ignore the numbers, you just watch the games, you see that offensively they're able to move the football.
Yeah.
Through two games, their offensive efficiency ranks them in the top third of the league.
Yeah.
They're ranking with teams like, depending how you consider it, they're ranking with teams like the Bengals, the Rams, the Chiefs, the Cardinals. Like, that's the neighborhood they're in. And that's just early down rushing and passing efficiency, right? Then you consider there's so much consternation about the offensive line. I thought the offensive line through two games has largely performed pretty well. Now, nobody's going to be perfect. The best O-lines in the NFL are still going to give up sacks. Like, that stuff happens.
You know what helps them out some? That quarterback?
That can run?
The one that doesn't just sit there and hold on to the ball, patting it.
Totally. This is a pass block grade of offensive linemen in true pass sets only. This excludes plays where, you know, it's a screen, all these things. This excludes plays where it's, say it's a third and 30, and they're only rushing three because they're just dropping everybody back in coverage. But in true pass sets, Washington ranks fourth in the NFL in pass blocking. I think these numbers are all super relevant, but I think what stands out the most, perhaps, is kind of the most basic. If you look at these, if you look at expected points above average, right? Your offensive EPA right now, offensively, because I don't want to talk about the defense because the numbers are god awful. But offensively, there are only four teams ranking at or ahead of Washington.
Who that?
The Saints, who are just out of this world.
They're rolling.
The Bills, who are off to a great start.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals, whose offense is explosive.
Yes, they are.
And that game in 2 weeks, I take the over now. See if you can get it right now. It's only going to go up. And then the Bucs, who throttled Washington week one.
All right.
Those are the only four teams ahead of them in offensive EPA.
And let's think about this. This is where, like, when fans call in and lose their minds, and I'm only trying to make you be patient. This is the second week that the young man has played. This offense is relatively young in its existence. Say it like that. You're talking about Baker Mayfield, who's been around a long time. Kyler Murray, who's been around for a while as well. Okay. You also named the Saints. Carr has been in this league for a long time. And who was the other? Kansas City?
Bills.
The Bills.
Bills, and Cardinals, Bucks,
so
Saints.
We have to learn to sometimes stop looking for whatever the hoopla information is and start really paying attention to what's going on. They are building something. And Jaden, although he has not thrown the ball completely down the field like everybody wants him to do, he's not putting it in harm's way either. And there's something to be said about that.
No turnovers allows your offense to stay on
there
the field.
Go.
They had a 10-minute drive to open that game against the Giants.
37 minutes of time. Now, I understand everything. People will come out and say, well, we got to tackle better. We got to get in the red zone. Yes, we have to do all those things. But you damn well can't get down there if you can't move the ball to get into the red zone. And they have been doing that consistently.
I know our guy Drew Cohen just tweeted me, can Washington go 3-2 in the first five, and then maybe they get to 5-3 at the at 8-game mark. I don't care.
Let's get the 2-1 after the first three.
I don't care. I don't think this is a playoff season. I'm not measuring them by playoffs. I want to see Jaden Daniels prove to be the dude, have a highly efficient offense, and build for the future. I may be on an island. I know there are people that want different things. I think that is by far what's most important.
It is.
And the steps that are being taken.
When you truly say you're doing a rebuild, that is mostly important.
Barstool Nate joins us next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.